This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean producers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, the Borlaug Dialogues are opening today through Thursday, and we have a chance to talk with Iowa Secretary Mike Nagy about his experience at the event coming up next.
Hey there, Iowa. Ready to hit the road with fuel as dependable as our farmers? Choosing biodiesel made right here in Iowa from our own soybeans supports our local farmers and helps keep our air clean. From farms to freeways, choosing better, cleaner now biodiesel fuels progress while preserving our environment. Drive with purpose. Drive with biodiesel. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. This message is brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association and powered by the Soybean Checkoff.
Iowa Ag Secretary is looking forward to this year's Borlaug Dialogues, where he'll get a chance to talk with his international counterparts.
You know, this really is a remarkable gathering of folks, and of course, it's all because of Dr. Norman Borlaug, as you know, a farm kid from Cresco, Iowa, who is recognized for having saved more lives than any other human being, over a billion lives because of the Green Revolution. The work that he did in food and agriculture research and production of wheat and rice, just an amazing story and legacy, but that we don't just talk about it, what happened back then. It's about what's still happening today, and he can still be an inspiration to others. And so this is what, you know, was sort of crafted as the equivalent of the Nobel Prize for food and agriculture, because there is no Nobel Prize for food and ag. He thought that should be corrected. And so we've got the World Food Prize. And really, you've got folks coming from all over the world. And what that gives us a chance to do is certainly talk about important issues that confront food and agriculture production around the world. But also, it's a great way to showcase Iowa. And we have visitors coming in. You know, I know we'll have folks from the UK, from Taiwan, Pakistan, all kinds of different places coming from around the world. And we'll get a chance to do sometimes one-off meetings with them or in some groups. We've got some folks coming from the Middle East who want to talk agriculture. And so it really is a nice way for us to play host, show off Iowa a little bit, and do a little bit of international work right here in our backyard.
It's a rare occasion where I guess we're not only showing off our products, but our productivity, correct?
Absolutely. You know, I love it when you're sitting across the table from a minister of ag or an ambassador or a consul general, somebody who sits there and says, how do you do it? How does it work here? What, tell us the story. And you get a chance to talk about those very things. Yes, you know what? We have incredibly productive soil here in the state of Iowa. We have weather that cooperates most of the time, or at least just enough to get a crop in and across the line. But it's so many other things, and it's certainly around innovation. It's, you know, a way that farmers work together. It's about a land grant institution. It's an extension service. It's cooperatives. It's the private sector that's investing in research and development. And it's a free market. And you know, those are all things that you get to talk about. There's property rights and ownership and those types of things. Those don't happen everywhere around the world. And I say this a lot when I'm traveling across the state that, you know, for all our challenges that we might face here in a state like Iowa, I wouldn't want to be anywhere else in the world. And I really mean that, because I've had a chance to visit with folks. And when they share some of the challenges that they've got or some of the structural issues that they have, they've got some real headwinds. And it also is something that we can help with that. We can help with educating folks on how we do things here, but also then, of course, we can be a supplier to folks all around the world as well in the form of exports and international trade.
For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.